Sounds like they're getting ready to make dinner. Okay. Okay, you can do it. Deep breath. Focus. Through the wall, through the shelf, through the cabinet. Through the wall, through the shelf, through the cabinet. Okay. Okay, okay, yeah. I've got this. Damn it! I was sure I had it that time. What's this? Candles, dimmed lights. This looks very familiar. You know, we have to stop meeting like this. Hi there. Yeah, that's quite the spread you've got. Having a dinner guest? I'm the dinner guest? No, don't be silly. You know I can't eat. You'd still like me to join you? No. It's not that. No, I do want to stay. I'm just not entirely sure what to say. We've never actually really sat down and done anything together before. I mean, besides that one night, yeah, but not like this. Not anything mundane. You've wanted to? But I've been hiding. Are you asking me? Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it hiding, per se. I don't want to be in the way. No, I know. Would it make sense if I were to say that I felt incredibly selfish? My existence is confined to these four walls. Yours isn't. You have an entire life outside of this apartment. One that I'll never get the chance to experience again. As badly as I'd like to be out there, I more so want to be out there living it with you. But since I can't, I feel myself wanting to keep you here in my own little bubble, and I feel so terrible for that. So I've kept my distance, keeping myself at arm's length because at the end of the day, this is just an apartment, and I'm just a ghost. What? Just like you're just another person renting it. No, that's not true at all. No, it isn't. You're so much more than just a body occupying a space. No, you don't take up space, you fill it. With your laughter, your stories, your life. These were just walls until you came, so please, please don't think that way. I do the same for you, don't I? To you, I'm more than just a ghost haunting it. Now I feel really silly. I've been so caught up in my own insecurities that I didn't even realize doing so could potentially make you feel insecure. God. No, I promise I wanted to be there with you just as badly. You want to hold me? Please. please. Yes, yes, please, please. I'm really sorry. Yeah, you may think I don't need to apologize, but I feel like I do. So let me, okay? This is all very overwhelming for me. I've been alone for years, just existing, and then you came along and you made me want to have a purpose again. Even if it is just wanting to see you smile or to try and cheer you up on your bad days. If this is overwhelming for me, I can't imagine how it must feel for you. I mean, you have a ghost sitting in your lap, basically professing how much she cares about you. Yeah, that feels nice. Makes my face feel all warm. Your hands are so soft. You feel nice. You want to what? Wait. What about your dinner? I mean, I sure can wait, but what if... I don't even know if it'll work. I don't know if we can. Okay. If you're willing to try. And so am I. Oh, wait. You want to do it right here? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's try. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll get out the way. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd help, but I'm really nervous. I think my hands will just phase through everything. So you'll definitely have to take the lead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Okay. Yes, I'm very nervous. Mm-hmm. Yes, I see you. Mm-hmm. I believe you. You've got me, I've got you. Yeah. Okay. This isn't uncomfortable for you, is it? Yes, it feels good. Does it feel good for you? kiss me, please. Like I'm on fire, but I'm worried about you. I run cold, so you're shivering. I'm sorry, trembling's a better word for it. Are you sure you're okay? Person in a really, really long time. I felt so disconnected, which makes sense considering the situation, but it didn't make it hurt any less. I don't know what stroke of luck brought you to my little world, but I'm so glad that you found it. You're glad to have found me. Even though I'm essentially a permanent roommate that doesn't pay rent and knocks your stuff around. True, clumsiness is no fault of my own. Pretty sure that's based on genetics. You want me to remain permanent? Are you really sure? So I guess that means no more hiding away, huh? I mean, yeah, based on what just happened, but sometimes it's nice to hear, you know? Okay, well, how about this? I will promise not to disappear on you if you promise to remind me that it's okay if I don't. Mutual reassurance. Deal? Sealing it with a kiss then. Yeah. Yeah, I like that little added touch. Did you just say it again? Please. Well, guess what? I think I love you too. No, I don't think. I know I do. I love you. I love you.